In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Jimmy Stover, owner of Stover Equipment in Corpus Christi, Texas. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
John Deere builds the modules in the field, and then they stage them four at a time. Then the module truck brings it in to the gen. They can either load it directly onto the module feeder, or they can put it out in the field for storage. And then they bring it in, you unload four at a time, and the four then is set on the module feeder, and it moved down to where it's processing the unwrapper. The unwrapper is next to the module feeder head, and one goes in at a time, and wherever it goes in, then the arms come down, pick it up, and then it's rotated until it finds a place to cut it. Once it finds that place, a cutter comes down from above, and it cuts the module, and then it actually rotates it again to get the plastic wrap off, and it sets it down, and then whenever it sets it down, the module gantry goes back home waiting for another one to find.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
There's a specific place in that module that needs to be where it needs to be cut at, and so therefore we rotate it to that spot, and then we turn it 180 degrees to find the correct position to cut it in. We don't want to get any plastic. The goal is zero problems of plastic into the module feeder, into the gen. So far we've had zero contamination.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's a commercial stage. It's ready to go to the field. We sold the 6 units last year. Texas, North Carolina, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Missouri.